When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, it's Maggie
and Emma,
and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye podcast. Today, what?
I said hey.
Hey girl, what's up? Hey. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. I feel like today has been such a busy day. I'm excited to just sit down and take some time and just talk with you. Hi, Miss Cleo in the back, looking so sweet and cute and patient.
My shadow always.
And well-behaved. Hi, girl. Oh my God, she's so cute. Well, welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the podcast. Like always, we're going to start off this episode with our peak in the pit of the week.
Yeah.
And my peak is that tomorrow is my birthday. Well, the day that we're recording this, tomorrow's my birthday, but my birthday was last Tuesday. For you guys listening to this episode, if you're listening currently, my birthday is on November 21st, and today's November 20th. It's my last day being 26 before I turn 27, and I just feel really, really good. Like, I'm ready for a new chapter, a new year, and I'm just really excited, and I feel like I'm in a really good place, and I'm excited to be 27 and see what this year has to bring. And it's just going to be like a really chill birthday. I'm excited for everything that we have planned tonight and then tomorrow. So yeah, my pit this week is that I honestly don't have a pit. I feel like I've just been in such a good place, and I've been in a really good mood. I've felt like I've had a lot of energy, and I've been very motivated. I've been like getting a lot of stuff done. I feel like this time of year is so busy because it's holiday season and getting towards the end of the year. And I feel like work during this time usually just speeds up. And I feel like there's a lot going on, and I've been like super organized. I have been like getting all my brand deals done. I've been consistent with like my YouTube videos, and also I have been working on my brand that's coming, and I'm really excited about that. So just a lot of good things going on over here. I don't have a pit this week. I can't even think of like one thing to complain about at all, other than the fact that I need to wash my hair right now. You know, like that feeling when you need to, like, I need to wash my hair, but I need to get a good clarifying shampoo. Cause I feel like I've had, I don't know, I use like a hair serum, and it made my hair kind of like oily.
What hair serum?
And I need like that. I used the Goop one the other day.
That always makes my hair oily.
I feel like I need to like really use a clarifying shampoo when I use that. But yeah, everything's just been really good, and I just am really happy, and I feel like I'm in a really good place. So that's that.
I love that.
What about you? What's your peak and pit of the week?
My peak, I feel like I have a lot of peaks that I like can't, there's like a couple that I feel like I can't really talk about yet. Like, which is kind of annoying because it's like things that I'm like super excited about, but I can't even. I don't know if I could say, but Peyton and I.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I can, like, how, what to say. Like, so, okay, basically, him and I have been in the hunt for a Cape house for the last couple of months. Cape house as in, like, Cape Cod. We want to have, well, we want to get our first home together. And we want to get one on the Cape so that every summer we can summer on the Cape. Obviously, during the off season, it'll be, like, our off season house that we live at. And also a house that we can have forever for, like, all of our kids to go to. Like, honestly, I just feel like the thought of having like a Cape house for the summer and having it be like the place where you bring your kids to summer and they have like summer jobs and all that stuff would be so fun.
Yeah, like the life that you grew up living. Yeah, so yeah. So it's like, but now like, that you're getting married, you get
not
to like
the same life though, like an actual summer
well, yes,
kid life, you know, rather than like because I didn't live the summer kid life. I was just grew up there. But Peyton fell in love with the Cape, obviously, too. And we've been looking at a ton of houses. We've toured a couple, and him and I are so like, oh, we love it. Like, you know, like, I feel like we find one that we love. And there's one that didn't work out a month ago. And today, actually, this morning, we finally got approved. Not approved. We finally got...
They accepted your offer.
Yeah, they accepted our offer this morning. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to... I don't know. I want it to be summer. I want to be down there, living there all summer long. And I'm just really, really, really excited about that. And excited for this new chapter and Peyton and I having our first house together, which is like just the coolest thing ever. I feel like, I don't know, it's just such a crazy thing to accomplish and have with your partner. And then my pit. Let me think. I have a ton of boxes in my garage. And honestly, my pit is, I have to break all of them down and try to stuff them into one singular. Like if you know, like the trash bins at, if you live in a city or if you live in like a town surrounding a city, like normally, I mean, on the Cape, I feel like people just go to the dump. I've never seen people have like the green and blue trash bins, but we have those and we like bring our trash to the side of the road every, what, like Wednesday or Thursday or something. And we have one singular recycle bin, and I always have to try to stuff all of my cardboard into the recycle bin, but I get so much PR. It's insane. And
you should get two recycling
bins. Yeah, I think I need to buy another recycle bin. I just don't know where you buy something like that. So I have to look it up, but...
I would ask your landlord.
I know, my...
I would just text him and be like,
hey. My garage is just so full of boxes, like literally to the ceiling. It's like... So I have to do that and try to fit them into the recycle bins. But that's the only thing that I'm like, oh, I have to do that. But it's just so tedious.
I know. I have so many right now in my kitchen because I got so many boxes this morning and my trash doesn't come till tomorrow. So I have to
You're break lucky them that you down. Could literally just like throw it on the side of the road though too. Yeah, I feel like Boston, like when you're in the city, like if you fill up your recycle bin, say you have like a couple of things, like you can place it just next to the...
They won't pick yours up if it's placed next to it?
No, Maggie, it's all has to be fit into one box. They won't pick anything up. I had this like big, so I ordered this huge mirror, this one that's literally mm-hmm. right next to me. And the box that it came in, I just like, I leaned it up against the recycle bin because when I lived in the city, they would just take the box and throw it into the, no, they don't get out of the car. They go by, they're like, the truck comes by, the little thing comes out, picks up the box, dumps it in, puts it back down and leaves. So anything that's left outside the box, they don't touch. So that's why I have to like stuff every little piece into the bins.
That's why you were paying young high school kids $400 to come pick up your boxes.
Yes, that's why I was paying people to come pick up my boxes for $400 because I couldn't fit them into, like, you can't leave them on the road and stuff, so.
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't know that. Well, yeah, definitely just text the guy and be like, hey, listen.
I need to get another one.
Get another, which I don't think would be a problem at all.
No, our neighbor was nice and, like, we've put extra boxes in his recycle bin, but
oh, that's nice. Like
we just have an overflow. I have an overflow because I get a ton of shipments all the time. But yeah, mom actually came over and helped me put all the stuff into the recycle bin once, and I don't know how she does it, but like I feel like moms can literally do everything. I had so many boxes and I tried to fit them into the recycle bin and I couldn't fit all of them. She like took them all out. She literally broke them down into miniature pieces. I don't know how. She was like, yeah, I just like stepped and jumped on them. I'm like, mom, when I do that, they don't bend. They don't break. Like they don't do anything. They just like puff back up. Like, I don't know why she literally fit a whole entire, we had this ginormous box that our fireplace came in and she literally broke every piece down to fit it into the recycle bin. I don't know how. Moms are like superwomen.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, so I guess that's my pit, is my overflow of boxes that I have to figure out.
Well, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Or I just get like a dump sticker for my town and like bring the boxes to the dump. Yeah.
Do they even do that there?
There's like a recycle center.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
So I could do that, but then I have to, like, I have to bring in some mail that has my address on it to prove that I live here.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, so it's easy. I just have to figure out what I want to do.
Well, for today's episode, we were thinking of answering some questions that you guys had on Instagram, and we've gotten quite a few. I feel like there's, like, well, we wanted to kind of, like, talk about things that we, like, have never talked about, and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that we, like, avoid talking about it, but just things that we've never talked about because, I don't know, to make things exciting, to spice it up a little bit over here. But a lot of the questions that I'm seeing right now, oh my God, one just came up. Maggie, when do you think you and Mac will get engaged? I don't know. I don't know. A lot of questions like that are coming up, like how I, like when I'm gonna get engaged, what I think about Emma, if I think that she's rushing, if I am like upset about that. And no, I'm not upset. I think that everyone's on their own timeline. I think that Emma is a grown woman at the old age of 22. I think that Emma can make her own decisions, and I'm so happy for Emma and Peyton. I couldn't picture Emma with anybody else. So no, I don't think that she's like rushing or making the wrong decision or anything like that. And it's her life, and I really think that she can do what she wants to do, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, also we are getting a lot of questions about just like friendships and dealing with losing close friends or friends in your 20s. And I felt like this was a good topic to talk about because, well, with both of us being on social media, we've definitely had a lot of public friendships, and like friendships, I think you definitely go through seasons of your life where you'll become friends with somebody and be really close with them, and then like things just won't work out between you two. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I do understand why people are always wondering with us, like what happened with certain friendships. And I think that it's important to like keep what happened with friendships, especially if they've been public, like between us and the person, you know? So I'm not gonna like name any names or anything, but I do think it's important to talk about like just friendships and in your 20s, how relationships can, you can like grow apart from people. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's such a normal thing.
It's totally such a normal thing. And also in your 20s, I feel like you really, Mom always told us, like the older you get, the smaller your friend group is going to get. Like, you're literally going to go through so many different life changes, and you're going to be in so many different points of your lives. The people who stick around and are your like true best friends are the people that aren't gonna like fall out of your life, you know? Like, if I look at my friend group that I have right now, all the people that I have in my life right now are people that through literally every single phase of my life have just stuck by my side, you know? Like, I feel like you change so much in your 20s. Like, your 20s are, you go through a lot of change. Like, you're just becoming an adult, you're in your like mid-adult years, and then you're almost 30. I feel like you really shed like off a lot of layers, and you go through like live so many different lives that some people are going to be in your life for like a certain season and a certain point, and they're meant to be in your life for that point of life, but also maybe not meant to be in your life forever, you know?
I agree. And I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like you grow apart from people sometimes, and that's okay. Like, it's not a bad thing if you are friends with somebody for a certain amount of time and then you guys just like drift apart. Like, there doesn't have to be this big fight, or it doesn't have to be that big of a deal. I really think that when you, like, some relationships might end, and I think that it opens up space to bring new people into your life, you know? Because like, you're friends with some people like in college, and then it's like you graduate college, you guys move to different places, and you might not keep in touch with those people anymore, or I don't know, you just go down different paths of your life. And I just think that it's normal.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And also a lot of the time I feel like, especially for my point of view from like friends that I've drifted apart from, I still talk to them, but like not on a daily basis. Like, I don't see them like I used to, or like talk to them all the time like I used to, but like here and there, like some people, I feel like I still like keep in touch through Instagram, or like I'll still watch their like YouTube videos or like content or stuff like that, like we may not have the same relationship that we used to have just because that relationship was also 6 years ago, you know? It's like, it's, I don't know. It's not like you, I don't know, like you still, every friend that I feel like I've ever had in my life, I still have so much love for them.
Yeah.
But maybe we just don't talk every day like we used to, which is so fine.
Okay, what? A lot of questions about like work that we've got done, plastic surgery and filler. So I have only gotten lip filler and Botox. I haven't gotten Botox in, I can't even remember last time I got Botox, honestly. Like, my muscles are moving
I know.
In my face. I've only gotten Botox and I've gotten lip filler, which I have posted on YouTube about. I also haven't gotten lip filler in, like, over a year.
Same.
I can't even remember the last time I got lip filler. I have no plans to, like, go get my lips redone. I feel like...
I'm over lip filler.
I am, too. Like, I just got it, honestly, a few times. I feel like everybody was getting it. And I got it in 2020... 2021, and then I got some in the beginning of 2020, or like in June of 2022, and I haven't gotten any since. So yeah. I've only gotten that a few times. I've never had plastic surgery. Remember, people used to ask if you got your boobs done? Like, people were convinced that you got your boobs done, and now they like shrunk.
Yes, they would fully be like, you're lying to us, like, you're so fake, like, you got a boob. I didn't get a boob job. I don't know what it was. My boobs were literally massive.
Your boobs, like, were massive. Huge, Emma. But now I feel like they...
My friends that have gotten boob jobs, like, when I stood next to them, we literally looked like we had the same boobs. But now they're gone. My boobs are gone. But they also were gone before, and then they grew, and then they left. I don't know what it was.
For you, your boobs, like, fluctuate when
all the time.
Lose weight, or when, if you gain weight, I swear it, like, goes to
my boobs and my butt.
In your butt.
Uh-huh. Like, my boobs and my butt, whenever I gain weight, are the first places that show. But then when I lose weight, they're the first places that lose.
Yeah. So, yeah, no plastic surgery. No, sometimes I see comments and, like, I'll see stuff on TikTok just about how people think that you had, like, buckle fat removal and, like, all these surgeries in your face. Which is, if you want to do that, like, I think that everyone's entitled to do whatever they want to do. But neither of us have had any surgeries. I always think it's so funny. But also, like, maybe you could just talk about, like, I don't know. I felt like even if the number on the scale hasn't changed, I feel like you, like, look like, you know what I mean? You just look a lot, like, thinner.
Well, I did lose weight, but, like, unintentionally. I honestly, not gonna lie, 2022, I, like, weighed, like, it was, like, like, my normal body weight has been consistent since I was in, like, high school. Like, I have stayed a consistent body weight for, like, my body had just never changed. Even if it looked different on the outside, like, I just consistently stayed between, like, a certain couple numbers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I literally gained 10 pounds for 2022, and I was, like, 10 pounds heavier than my normal resting weight. I think I was just so unhappy that I was holding on to a lot of weight. Like, I was not happy in 2022. Wait, today's 20. What year is it right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's 2023. So it was the year last year.
Yeah, 2021 and 2022, I was very unhappy. And I really cared about, like, how I looked on the outside, that I feel like all that stress held on to, like, I just held on to all that stress in a weight way. But then once
Before.
Really tried to work on myself between the months of, like, October 2022 to December 2022, I, like, really just kind of let go of a lot that I was super, like, unhappy about. And then obviously when I met Peyton, I, like, it fell obviously so deeply in love. And when you're in love and you're so happy every day, it's like, I feel like all that weight just kind of, like, shed off. I honestly worked out less because I was, like, I just only was doing really Pilates, like, a couple times a week. And I was also traveling a lot. So it's, like, super hard to travel and work out all the time. So it's not like I was working out more or anything. Like, it just was, like, I was happy. And I was honestly eating out a ton because Peyton and I, at the beginning of our relationship, would go on dates. Like, we still do, but we'd, like, go on dates all the time and, like, go eat out and stuff. So it's not like I was like changed anything at all. Like I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I think I just genuinely became happy, which I feel like happens to people. Like you look, I don't know, like I feel like I look and glow differently, but I do get a ton of comments of people being like, you look horrible. You're like, your face, what you did, got so much work done to your face. Like you look scary. And I'm like, I did not do anything other than I get Botox, but the last time I got Botox in my forehead was in September because I just love when I don't have wrinkles on my forehead. And then the last time I got Botox in my jaw once, and that was in...
I feel like you got jaw Botox, Emma, in like April. And I don't think people realize that Botox wears off. Like it only works especially if you work out and you have a fast metabolism, like Botox wears off within like 2 months. Like you really, well, if you have to keep up with it.
My Botox, the Botox that I got in my forehead in September, like I get wrinkles here because I get wrinkles all over my forehead now. Like I have so much movement in my forehead because my Botox wore off so fast, and that was only in September. And then also the Botox that I got in my jaw, like I think I literally got that Botox in February or something. Like I literally got it last winter, I remember.
Oh.
And I feel like it's worn off. Although it did make that muscle in my jaw, which you look back at pictures and stuff of my face, like my face looks like I have so much tension right here from my jaw muscles. But it definitely relaxed my jaw muscles a ton, and they feel super like they're not tight anymore, and I don't like clench my teeth all the time, and my jaw doesn't click when I talk. But that's like the only thing I've ever gotten done. I also, the last time I got lip filler was last January when you and I went to the pop-up that they had, and I only got a tiny bit in my top lip, but it wore off. And I don't really have any intent, like I don't really want to get any more. I'm kind of sick of lip filler.
I know.
I don't really like the look of it. I feel like it never really looked good on, like, I feel like certain people look really good with lip filler, but like my lips never looked correct.
I feel like every time you would go, they would just say that it dissolved. You know?
My top lip, honestly, like as much as I would get it filled, like it wouldn't ever like stay. My top lip never stayed. My bottom lip.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It never stayed.
But my top lip never stayed. So like, I don't know where it went.
I know. I don't have any plans to get any more either. Like,
neither do I.
But I'm not going to go and like get it dissolved because that really scares me. And I guess it like hurts so bad. So I'm just going to kind of let it be.
Yeah, I'm letting mine be. I'm never getting it dissolved.
Yeah. But other than that, like,
I don't mind Botox though. I love a good Botox in my forehead.
I felt like this was a really good topic to talk about, how to not stress about missing a workout and just eating less healthy during the holidays. Because I feel like you and I have been so open with our workout routines. Like we've been doing YouTube for six years. And so we've gone through like a lot of phases in our life, especially with like being very health conscious our whole life. I feel like we went through phases of like working out a lot and then being super restrictive with like what we were eating and just like eating super clean, super healthy all the time. And now I feel like we're in a season of our life where we just eat very intuitively. It's like if we are craving something, if we're feeling something, we're gonna have it. And I've definitely been through points of my life where I've been like a lot about, oh my God, well, I have to eat healthy, you know? And I feel like my advice for that is just, honestly, just give yourself grace, because I feel like during the holiday season, you are with family and it comes once a year and it's like okay to enjoy yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that honestly, not working out every single day is good for you. Like, I don't think putting your body through that much stress is good for your body. Like, I've been through periods of time where I've worked out. I've tried to do hard workouts like 5 days a week. And I swear I had like skin issues. I was really stressed out. So I think it's okay to go through the next few weeks and just be easier on yourself, you know?
Yeah. For me, I feel like obviously, like, during the holiday season and stuff like that, like, it's, I don't know, I don't really think about, like, food like that anymore. Like, I don't think about, like, treating yourself for the holidays or, like, like, being, like, super, like, crazy. Like, holiday season's coming up. Like, I never have been one to be, like, even after you eat, like, Thanksgiving dinner to be, like, in food coma. Like, I've never, I don't know, I just feel like I've never thought of food in that way. But obviously there were points of times where we were, like, very, like, healthy and we would eat super, super healthy. But I love sweets. And, like, I will, if I want something sweet, like, I'll have something sweet. Like, I don't really, I don't know. I feel like the only times, like, the times that I was really so crazy about working out and so crazy about what I was eating is the times that, like, I didn't really, like, I feel like I didn't look my best or feel my best because I was so in my head about it all the time. Whereas, mm-hmm. like, the life that I'm in now, where I just, like, do whatever I want, I eat whatever I want, I kind of, like, work out, obviously in moderation, but I also, like, work out whenever I have time. Like, I'm at the point where if I have time, like, I'll work out. If I don't have time, I don't have time, and I'm not gonna stress myself out and be, like, hard on myself for, like, missing a workout. Like, it just all comes down to, like, managing my stress levels at this point. So I feel like not thinking about it and not putting, like, such a harsh label on, like, I have to do this, I have to work out, I have to eat this, I can't eat that, like, that's so freaking stressful. And just, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, I just feel like when you lose that, like, mindset and you just kind of are, like you said, like, intuitive and eat whatever you want and work out when you feel and do the workouts that make you feel the best. Like, I don't know. That's when I'm happy. So.
Yeah, me too. Everything in moderation. And I would say that just it's okay to not work out every single day. It's okay to indulge in sweets and if you drink alcohol, you're going to have a few drinks with your family. You're going to have a few glasses of wine, fun cocktails, like desserts. And I just feel like try not to, which I know it's different for everybody and I'm not trying to, like, speak for anybody, but just try to enjoy yourself because it's really not that serious. And I think that what's most important is that you listen to your body. And if you want something, let yourself have it, you know?
Like, people always say, I feel like, like, you never know, like, what tomorrow is going to be. So just why not just do whatever you want to do? Because you never know, ever. You might as well just
enjoy yourself. Like, enjoy yourself. Like, love food so much. Oh, my God. I was talking about it with Mac last night because we got for dinner. So I was, like, working all day yesterday, afternoon and night. And he called me from the basement. And he was like, what do you want for dinner? Or, like, what do you want to eat? I'm ordering a large, because he worked all day and he was like, I'm just so hungry. I just want to eat something really good and I want to, like, just lay and relax. He ordered a large buffalo chicken calzone and from, yeah. And I was like, can you get a Greek salad? Like, I'll eat that too. And then I was talking to him about it. I was like, it's so funny because him and I like a lot of the same things. Like, I love buffalo chicken, chicken parm, stuff like that. And I was talking about it with him and I was like, oh my God, I went through, like, periods of my life where I was, like, vegan, or like that year that we were doing, like, the food combining, which also was, like, 4 years ago, and people still bring it up and still talk about it to this day. And we've also been getting so many questions in the, for the Q&A about, like, food combining and just talking about all that. And yeah, I don't know. I was just like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in such a better place now with just, like, I eat whatever I want. Like, I just am intuitive. I eat red meat. I never used to eat red meat before. Like, I would only really eat chicken or fish. And I feel like my body one day was just, like, craving red meat. So, like, I eat steak all the time now. Like, I eat a lot of things that I never used to eat. And, yeah, I don't know. So, just being intuitive, I feel like that's, like, all the advice that I have. And when it comes to, like, eating and stuff like that.
Mine is just don't stress yourself out because there's no reason to stress over food because food really just fuels you and makes you happy. So no need to stress. And also no need to stress over workouts because you should look at workouts as something to, like, provide, like, an outlet, like, of, I don't know. I feel like whenever I work out, I feel super happy after and I feel kind of, like, motivated and ready. So I like to look at workouts in that way. And if I, like, can't fit it into my schedule, I don't want to, like, stress myself out over it because then it makes me be like, ugh, like, you know?
I know. And sometimes if I don't feel like working out, I don't.
I know. I just don't because I just like don't want to. So then it makes me feel excited to get up tomorrow and work out, you know? Yeah. I feel like it's good for you to not stress.
Oh, do you have any advice on getting through like hard times? A lot of people have asked about just like advice on getting through difficult times in their life and like things that you've done.
Well, honestly, everyone goes through different difficult things, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, something to do with like a loved one or yourself. And I feel like no matter what I go through, if I'm like going through something, whether I'm like stressed or overwhelmed, what helps me a ton is to just like be in the sun. Like not even like, it could be going on a walk. It could be, even if it's cold outside, because obviously in the winter it's cold, I realize that when I have stressful days, I always try to get my face in direct sunlight. Like I literally will sit there and look at the sun, like with my eyes shut, obviously. And then I would just like let the sun, like I just feel it on my skin. And then I'll go inside and I'll take a full shower and like wash my hair and like shave my legs. Like I literally will take one of those like
everything shower. Like, everything I swear those shower. Are like healing because you're like washing away negativity.
Yes. And if it's winter time, I'll put self tanner on. If it's summertime, no need for that. But I feel like I just always try to take a step back and like ground myself, like do things that make me feel super present. And that helps a ton when I'm in like moods, you know, like if I'm in going through something or going through stress or whatever, just like getting outside in nature, feeling the sun, feeling fresh air and moving my body. Or sometimes I don't feel like moving my body because I don't want to. So I'll just like shower and like take like, oh, I love taking one of those good showers. And then when you get out, you put like body oil on and moisturizer, put so much skincare on your face that you feel like you're just a ball of like lotions, you know? And then I like to make sure my hair is like, put like a little hair mask in it, let it sit. It just feels so nice. And I feel like after that, I feel like I'm $1 million. Like I feel so good.
And I feel like sometimes I'll do that too. I'll take like a bath or a shower and I'll light a candle and I'll literally just lay in my bed and do nothing. When I'm like going through, like when I have a lot of stress or anxiety or anything. But I think just like, again, being graceful with yourself and letting yourself feel every emotion that you're feeling, because it's okay to feel sad and to feel overwhelmed and stressed and anxious. And I used to think about stuff and be like, okay, well, I can't feel like this because I feel like there are people in the world that have it worse than me. You know, like I live a really good life and I'm very blessed and just so grateful. Like I have a roof over my head, I'm healthy, my family's healthy, like there's really nothing to complain about. And I think just being aware that like it's okay to feel your emotions, you know, like everyone is entitled to feel how they feel. Mm-hmm. And just because things in your life might be, everything else on the outside might be okay and fine, like doesn't mean that feeling the way that you feel is like wrong or anything. So I don't know, I'm such like a talk about your emotions type of person and feel everything and just let yourself go through it and process it, because you will come out on the other side. And I feel like during those times where you just let yourself go through what you're going through, you like learn and grow so much.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of people were asking like if YouTube and social media wasn't our job, what do you think you would be doing?
I think I would be a certified Pilates and yoga instructor. And I would have my own hot Pilates studio and I would teach, and I would teach hot Pilates all day long.
I could so see you doing that.
Yeah, same.
If I didn't do YouTube, what would I be doing? I feel like I would be doing something in fashion. Like I would want to be a stylist probably. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, like a stylist or like a personal shopper. Because I've always been really into fashion my whole life, but something aside from like fashion and stuff like that, maybe a trainer, because I've always been like into fitness and sports and stuff like that, or maybe even a pilot. Guys, I like have a fascination with like flying planes and stuff like
we
that.
Got,
like,
you that birthday present to fly a plane.
I know, and it was a little certificate, and I don't know where it is. But it doesn't expire for a while. Like, I don't know why. I feel like that would be such a fun job because you would get to, like, fly planes and you would get to, like, go travel and see different parts of the world. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, we've also gotten a bunch of questions on why we don't go travel out of the U.S. So many people say stuff about, like, when people are talking shit about us, they're always like, they don't leave the U.S. And I'm just like, I never thought about, honestly, never thought about that. I mean, I've been to Italy once and we've gone to, like, islands, but... I don't know. It's not that deep.
It's really not that deep. Like, I honestly just like...
Like, it's not for a reason. We both have passports.
It's not for a reason. I just like... I went to the Bahamas in February and that's out of the U.S. Like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, I don't feel like fucking getting on a plane and going far away. Like, I just don't want to, like, go so far. I'm kind of a homebody. I like...
Yeah.
Even flying to LA is a lot sometimes. Like, I've been really into flying local. Like,
I feel like
places
when you are
like 4 hours away, maybe.
And when you have been different places, like, you know, when you do things that are like comfortable and it's like, okay, well, Miami, Chicago, New York,
like,
LA, it's like major
places.
Cities like that that we've been to before and we have spots that we like. I think you and I are like, oh my God, I miss that. Like, let's go to Miami because I miss doing this or I miss going to this restaurant and it's like such a short flight. Like, there's no reason why we haven't like gone to Europe or
I've never had
like
an
that.
Opportunity to like go to Europe. I did get asked to go to Paris for Bridget's Revolve launch, but I couldn't go because Peyton's home opener and also the season opener, so I didn't want to miss those two things. I wanted to be there for those two games and support him, so I passed up on that. And then...
But we have been talking about doing a trip to Italy next summer.
Well, you're probably going to go on your honeymoon. Peyton and I are going to go on our honeymoon is most likely Italy. And that's going to be my first time going there. So yeah. I am going out of the country, actually. So why don't you stop making those assumptions and being crazy about it? Because, like, not everyone has to go to Italy every summer. And not everyone has to go... Like, you don't have to fly out of the country. Like, I don't know. Just, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah. I definitely want to go to London. And I really do want to go to Paris. But, like, who knows when that's going to happen. But I think that when the time is right, like, we could plan, like, a trip and go. You, me, and Jess, and Graydon. I don't know. Do, like, a trip with people. And
yeah,
I feel like that would be fun. But yeah, no, there's no real reason why we haven't. I feel like we've gotten a lot of questions in this about it, so I just wanted to talk about that. Well, a lot of people are wondering how we deal with rumors on social media about us and just fighting the urge to read negative things about you. I feel like you're really good about, like, not reading anything.
Yeah, I don't read anything.
About you.
I've never opened any.
Emma has never been on Reddit.
I've never been on Reddit. I can
She's never been on it.
And obviously, like, we're all over Reddit, but I don't really care. I'm happy, and I don't really give a what people say about me because truly the things that they say are comical. I've heard people have told me things that people have said, like people have like been like, oh, like so-and-so, like this person said this. And I'm like, you're funny because that's not even true. Like, people think all these things and they make up all these assumptions and they make up these lies. And it's like absolutely beyond me that they're so just like invested in our lives that they just want to talk and talk and talk. Like, I truly could not put that much energy into caring so much about someone else's life. It's like actually laughable how invested these people are. Like, it's actually,
no, I know.
It's
like
a little
every little
scary,
thing
though.
You do,
it's a
they
little
like
scary.
Have something to say about it. And I think that it's real. I do think that obviously everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but it like gets to the point where it's like
seriously, get like, do something better with your life. Seriously.
Yeah. You're picking
get
up
and go on a walk. Don't sit down on your computer and talk about these people's lives that you don't know. Like, literally get up and go on a walk or go to the gym. Like, stop caring. You're so weird. It's so weird. I'm sorry. But like,
no, I know.
I'm just so over it. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like, that's, imagine telling your grandma, like, yeah, for a living, I sit on the computer and I ram on these girls because I am jealous of them. Like, imagine that. No, your grandma would be like, you're going to get wrinkles from being so stressed out over their life that you can't control.
I know. And it's like, I definitely have gone through points where I think I'm the type of person where I don't like, I feel like I need to always, well, I have felt like I've needed to like explain myself, you know, because I hate when people like think the wrong thing. Like, I just want people to know like the truth, you know what I mean? And I feel like I've had to work on letting go of that and having control over everybody like knowing the truth and being like, okay, well, that's not right, you know, or like, I didn't mean it like that. Like, people are gonna take things that you say the wrong way. They're gonna misinterpret things that you do and just have opinions on everything. And I feel like I've had to work on just like letting go of caring about that, because like, you're never gonna please everybody. And I do agree that it has gotten to the point where like, I've even heard of like other people talking about, like, I don't know, everyone deals with it on social media, you know, like people talk about them and on Reddit and stuff like that. And I'm just like, so it happens to everybody, but, well, like a lot of people, but I just could never imagine spending time doing that. Like, seriously, you have to be so unhappy with yourself and so insecure with your own life to have to feel the need to go on the internet under an anonymous account and talk about people's lives and talk about people in their life and keep up with every little thing that they do and say and people in their life and talk about their appearance and talk about things that they wear, things that they said, things that they do. It's like, holy shit,
they need to get help. You need to go to a therapist and get help. Like, that's insane to me if you ever have to sit there and nitpick someone's life like that.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I do remember the first time I like found out about those sites though. I will never forget it. It was 2019 and I found out, remember Guru Gossip?
Yeah.
Like that old website, like before Reddit. It was like Guru Gossip. And I remember the first time I ever read Guru Gossip, I was sick. I was really sick to my f***ing stomach. I'm sitting in my little one bedroom apartment and I was so f***ing sick. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like, I remember being so sad over it. And oh my God, it was just crazy. But yeah, I feel like you're really good about like not reading anything and you don't give a what anyone thinks about you. And it's obviously, it's annoying when like that stuff on TikTok happened where people were like commenting on all your shit about the influencer,
yeah,
like voice thing or whatever.
I think that was annoying because I was just like, my comments and stuff were full, but low key, every one of my videos got a million views, so that's really good for brand deals because now brands see that and they want to pay me more. So if I'm gonna say one thing, continue talking because you're making me money, girl. So go on, go off, do whatever you want to do, talk all you want, because truly, you're just like making the numbers go up and it like continues to let us work and do and live the life that we live. That's that.
So that's that. Yeah, I feel like we have never really talked about like, I don't know, I don't really like to shed light on it, but I feel like people were wondering, so we're going to talk about it and
shed light on it either,
never talk about it again. We hope that this episode was, you enjoyed it. I feel like there were just things that I always see us getting comments about, so we wanted to like talk about a few things and things you guys were wondering about and asking about so we can like put it to rest. Like, no more food combining, no more. Like, it's been 4 years. If you were affected by that in a negative way, I truly apologize. Em and I, we never meant to cause this whole like ruckus on the internet. I was just trying something new and eating a certain way because this girl, I followed this girl and I saw her post about how good she felt. I wanted to feel good, so I did it and I posted about it, and then it blew up on the internet 4 years ago, and almost everyone 5 years ago now. Everyone thought
they had to do it too.
Yes, and then everyone did it, and then people were saying that it made them have like disordered eating from. I mean, people would even say that I did. What was that called again? Orthorexia or something? It's not like, I know it's not like a topic to joke about. Like, it's serious shit, but I did not mean for it to happen the way that it did. Like, I was just sharing things that I was eating. I wasn't forcing anyone to do anything. So if you are upset about it still, I apologize. I really do apologize, and I take full accountability. But also, you don't have to do everything that you see on the internet. You don't have to buy the things that people are showing. You don't have to do the same things that people are doing. It's like, you also have to take accountability for your own life. Because yeah. I was also 22, 23 at the time, like, just wanting to be healthy and feel good in my body. And I was just sharing it. So
I was literally like 17, 18.
I know. And we never meant like any harm by it. So please, we wanted to talk about these things to like put it to rest. There's no drama between anybody in our life either. Like, both of us are chilling. I feel like moral of the story is friendships come and go, and that's just life. And I don't know, we want to be able to like talk about these things and kind of clear the air. So we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
And everybody, hope that you all had a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. I know that we're coming into the Thanksgiving week right now, and excited for it to finally be the holiday season.
Me too. So excited for the holidays.
Make sure to subscribe. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. And we will see you guys next week.
Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.